With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A BAF Kmat wellness coach is explaining symptoms linked to nerve conditions. In a recent post from the insurance company, wellness coach Lady K identified peripheral neuropathy, sciatica, carpal tunnel syndrome, and trigeminal neuralgia. She says the conditions affect how people feel, move, and function each day. Lady K says peripheral neuropathy involves damage to nerves outside the brain and spinal cord.
It often shows up as a numbness, tingling, burning, or weakness, usually starting in the feet or hands.
The wellness coach says people noticing symptoms should talk to a healthcare provider. BAF is licensed by the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority as a Class A insurance company and specially approved to provide health insurance by the Health Insurance Commission. In other news, the Chamber Pension Plan says all six life cycle funds posted positive one-year performance in its net asset value update for July. In the July 31st update, the plan reported returns ranging from 5.76% for the Income Conservative Fund to 19.32% for the 2060 Fund. The Income Growth Fund returned 7.59%. The 2030 Fund posted 9.31%. The 2040 Fund, 13.48%, and the 2050 Fund, 17.32%. The plan says net asset value is the per unit value of each fund, calculated at the end of each month. Members' contributions are automatically invested in life cycle funds based on age and expected retirement timing. The investment mix changes over time to balance growth potential with risk as retirement approaches. Finally, the local jobs market continues to boom. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman's monthly labor market demand.
There are more than 2,100 local jobs advertised in July. That's up from about 1,800 in June and up by more than 15% when compared to July 2025. 2,067 of those jobs were in Grand Cayman, 38 in Cayman Brac, and 13 in Little Cayman. Only 20 of those postings were for the public sector. Following the monthly trend, construction accounted for more than 20% of the total number of job openings in July. More than 13,600 jobs were advertised in the first 7 months of this year, up more than 28% when compared to 2025. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find more information at egov.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.